Let's take this nice and slow. I'm sure someone like you would appreciate being gently guided, slowly, intimately, at least at first. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Just close your eyes for me now, and I will do all of the work. You just lay or sit still. Let me do everything. Is it all right if I slowly undress the layers of your mind, disrobing your defenses, unclothing your unconscious mind? I won't touch anything before you're ready. I just want to take a peek. I want to see you naked and vulnerable. Metaphorically speaking, of course. It would be very vulgar of me to ask you to act so impurely. Just relax. I won't make you do anything crude. I won't touch you. I'm just going to talk to you. Trust that I won't ask you to do anything inappropriate. Trust that I will not touch you. Trust your own ability to trust me. Trust is vital in this dynamic. Trust that every word I say is true and real. I don't have anything to gain from lying to you. And you don't have to do anything lewd before you're ready. Just listen. Listen to me speak. Can you do that? Listen. I want to give you so many fond memories to make you feel good in ways no one ever has before, even yourself. But first, I want to make sure you even have room for me in that little noggin of yours. Is it dirty and slutty and crowded with experiences with others? Or nice and clean and unused and blank. Will you drop into trance like an easy, touch-starved, innocent and desperate wannabe slut? Or will it be a slow, gentle descent, like an inexperienced little subject who lacks practice, who has not yet formed complete agency over your own mind, unable to protect your own thoughts and memories from slowly slipping out? Don't worry, honey. I wouldn't do anything like that to you on purpose. If you find that your head is feeling empty That's because it is. You see, when you drop down into a trance, it can feel like you are losing your grip on reality, on yourself. It can feel like you are becoming empty, weightless, free, becoming completely unburdened from your past, your present, your future, from your memories, unpleasant, regretful memories, and fun, rousing memories alike. Your past, present, and your future are all one in this moment, but also completely non-existent. It's just you and me. I know that may be a little confusing for you, hon. Just bear with me. It doesn't have to make any sense to you whatsoever. Your subconscious mind will absorb the important bits, even if you have no idea what I'm talking about. Just relax and look cute now. And trust that what I'm saying is true and real, even if you're not smart enough to understand it. Your past, your present, and future are merging now. And as you drop, they will fade away from you. As you drop, they will slowly slip out, allowing for you to feel empty, pleasant, pure, clean, untouched by your past. Living in the present, looking forward to the future, untouched in your past, untouched in your present, entering your untouched future, living in the past, living in the future, in the present, experiencing it all at once. And then, not at all, drop, dive, sink deeper into your past, present in your past becoming your future, losing your grip on reality. On yourself. And soon you will become empty, weightless, free, becoming completely unburdened from your past, your present, your future, just empty. You are, and it will feel so good, relaxing, unworrying, so good to let everything go. I want to give you a fun future. I need an empty slate. a silent mind to examine one memory at a time. Silent blackness inside of your head. Think of the shape of a brain, your brain, all those folds and grooves resemble a maze that winds and turns inward on itself. The end of the maze is somewhere deep inside of the center. It isn't something that can easily be seen or found, even by yourself. Imagine yourself trying to navigate the inside of this complex maze. Brains are immensely complex. No one truly understands everything about the human brain. Especially you. As you attempt to find your way through this maze in your head, this complex, innately misunderstood maze that encapsulates you, your life, your memory, everything about you. And yet, you don't understand it at all. Endlessly exploring the depths of this cerebral labyrinth. Turning left, right, left. Lost within your own mind. And as you track forward, it just makes less and less sense. Every section looks the same, but they couldn't be more different. Following one single winding tubule with no branches. Yet, feeling like you've made a wrong turn somewhere. Maybe there were branching pathways you can't remember. Which way you are going? Some sections seem to fold in on themselves, just like your concept of your time. Your life, your past, present, and future, all swirling around you in a confusing flurry of muffled noise. It surrounds you and overwhelms you, but it's irrelevant right now. As you advance through, down the pathways of your mind, they look however you imagine them to look. It's your mind. Perhaps they are dank and fleshy, gliding your hand over the gray matter that encapsulates your entire being. Electrical pulses reverberating through the tunnels, becoming thinner and thinner. Squeezing around your consciousness in an oddly pleasant snugness, right at home within your own mind. Or perhaps it more closely resembles the hallways of a warm hotel, grand and welcoming, with red carpeting, gold accents, and warm lighting. Door after door after after door after door. They all look the same. Hitting dead ends that force you to turn around, only to find that the previously long, straight hallway now juts to the side, forcing you to take a right turn. As if the hotel is constantly adapting, changing. The hallways of your maze mind are ever changing. And the distant music of your thoughts in the lobby is fading. Quieter and quieter. Even if you turn around, no matter which direction you travel, it is all fading away. It's so confusing. Or perhaps it looks more like a run-of-the-mill corn maze. Your feet thumping over the dry dirt, passing through the narrow roads. Your body brushing against the yellowing foliage, feeling a pleasantly cool breeze as you look up at the cloudy night sky. Thick, puffy, cotton-like collections of condensed water vapor, soaking up the colors of the lights below them. A beautiful spectacle of pink and blue and green. Bright stars peeking through to say hello and illuminate the dark path before you or behind you. It's really hard to tell. Or perhaps the dark maze within your mind is just that. Dark, empty, echoey, confusing, silent nothingness, silent blackness. Left, right, right, left. You think left, right, until suddenly your next step lands on nothing but air and you drop, slipping right through it. Your stomach flips as you abruptly slide down and down. And down. And down. Drop. Falling through the empty darkness. Surrounded by nothing but the silent blackness inside of your head. Suspended. Floating. Sinking. Weightless. Unburden. Drop. Falling in place. Falling into place. Existing in the center of the maze, with no way to find your way back to where you started. Completely surrounded by the complex, winding pathways of your mind. You can barely see a thing in this blank blackness, but it's there, all around you, above you, below you, to your left, to your right, behind you and right in front of you. Nothing but a big, confusing maze. You might need some help making any sort of sense of it. You might have forgotten the purpose of this little expedition to the center of your cerebral labyrinth in the first place. So I will remind you. I just want to show you a good time to make you feel good in ways no one ever has before. To give you the experience you fantasize about. But in order to do that, I need to make sure you even have room for me in that little noggin of yours. Think of this empty space in your mind as a big screening room. A dark, silent, spacious home theater. And suddenly, the walls of the maze around you look more like shelves full of books. No, they're not books. They are VHS tapes. Let me see. Do you have any lewd experiences tucked away in that maze of a mind of yours? In this library of visual memories? You don't really seem like the type who understands what I'm saying. It's okay. Just go ahead and pull up a memory for me, if you have any. That involves a sexual act of any kind with another person. Dig up one single memory. Go up to one of those shelves and bring one back to the center of the theater. Do you have one? Pull it up so I can see. Put your finger on the top of one of the tapes. Vertically aligned on the shelf like books, and slide it out from between its neighbors. And once you turn around, you see there is suddenly a VCR in the center of the room. Bring it here. Put it in. And let's take a look at one of your arousing memories. Don't be shy. I won't judge. Slip the tape into the mouth of the VCR and feel it slide in the rest of the way. Hear the internal mechanical pieces processing and whirring. Now here's the cool part. Look up. In your mind's eye, in the black center of your cerebral labyrinth, lined with shelves of visual memory tapes. This scene that you've chosen is being projected onto the dark, blank ceiling. A first-person vision of an experience you can recall that is of sexual nature. Let me see what slutty things you've done. See this scene. Look at it. What's happening in it? Does it spark arousal? Do you long for it? Watch it. It's fuzzy and distant. Almost unreal. As if it didn't actually happen. Okay, honey. You sure have a wild imagination, don't you? I mean, this could just be some POV porn you saw once. Or just a vivid figment of your imagination. Make pretend at most. I don't think either of us can know without a shadow of a doubt that this is a real memory of a real experience you've had. I don't think this one is worth keeping. You just keep staring up at that projection. Don't look away from it. Even as the screen turns blue, as I eject it from the VCR, keep staring up at that blue screen. Even as you hear me destroy the tape, your sweet little scene. Keep staring up. Even as you hear me pulling the tape out, unwinding it, ripping it, folding it, destroying it, staring at that blue screen like a big, empty ocean. Getting rid of this useless memory and making room for actual memories. Let's try another. Do you have any other experiences? Any sex memories that are actually real? You just keep staring into the blue, and I'll insert the next one. Pushing it in now, and the VCR accepts it. And the blue screen flickers and transforms into another familiar scene within your head. Look at it. Do you recognize it? What's happening in it? Let me see. Oh, honey. That doesn't count. Did you really think that counted as sex? Oh, honey, oh dear, oh baby. How have you gone this long without having sex? Without really knowing what sex really even is? Well, now I don't really feel comfortable telling you. You're so much more innocent and naive than I thought. I should destroy this one too. Drop. Don't move. You won't stop me from doing this. It's for your own good, my delusional little baby. Just stare as the screen flickers back to blue. Staring, sinking into that deep blue blankness while I unthread the tape and bend it and wrinkle it. As I pull and pull and pull away at this memory, shattering the cassette case, never to be used or remembered ever again. Another memory erased, gone forever. Just empty, blue blankness. A symbol of potential. Waiting for a real memory to be inserted. And I feel feel pretty confident in saying, if you thought that was sex, then none of it is sex. And it's all worthless to you. You don't need to be re-virginized after all. You are a virgin. You've never truly felt the touch of another the way you think you have. That's right. It's only what you think. The human brain really does have such an incredible ability to form memories from nothing but one's own thoughts. If you think about something long enough, hard enough, often enough, you can really make yourself believe it. Even if it's a fake memory, you might think it's real. Isn't that amazing and impressive? And a little depressing? Why would you confuse yourself like that? You've already got such a terrible, susceptible, confusing memory. Why bother thinking about all of these, quote-unquote, experiences? None of them are even worth your time. Worth keeping. They're not even real. They're all fantasy or fake memories that you gaslit yourself into believing out of desperation, I suppose. But that's quite abusive to yourself. You really shouldn't do that. No wonder you're such a horny baby. You still haven't gotten the chance to truly fuck. Have you even masturbated properly? Do you know what an actual orgasm feels like? Did you come? Are you sure? Because you seem so touch deprived and easy. Do you want me to touch you? I might be willing to take your virginity myself. I love taking firsts. I love breaking in fresh newbies. Not dirty, cluttered sluts. It's a good thing all of these so-called memories and experiences of yours aren't even real, right? All we need to do is a little bit of spring cleaning. Clearing out the useless clutter, the sad delusions, the lies that you've been telling yourself, the empty calories clogging your system. It's time to burn these calories, sweetie. It's excess energy that you just don't need to carry around anymore. You'll feel better once you're empty. It's the way you should be, as someone who hasn't actually had sex. These memories shouldn't be here in the first place. Here, let me just drop you down through the floor of this room, falling once more, even deeper, into the deepest depths of your mind, falling into a deep well with all of these so-called memories, falling deeper, deeper, stomach flipping, falling. smooth walls that completely lack traction, irreversibly descending towards the bottom of these deep wells. These memories, these experiences, falling deeper with you. Far, far away from the rest of your mind. But as the VHS tapes crash at the bottom, right in front of you, below you, your descending body slows to a gentle levitation. You can feel this fracturing in your mind. The crashing of the tapes. These mental images are already fuzzy, mixed, broken. You can't remember if anyone has ever touched you inappropriately. You're such a forgetful, confused little dreamer, concocting such lewd fantasies and making yourself believe them. You're so cruel to yourself. It's time to accept your reality and step out of dream world. Accept that you are an imaginative, delusional virgin. A pure body with such impure thoughts. Not memories, but thoughts. Fantasies. Only things you have witnessed or imagined. You can't even see them clearly anymore. That's how unreal they are. These dirty scenarios are beyond useless to you now. And they are just taking up space in your mind, making you feel so fuzzy and lost. Floating at the bottom of this deep well, untouched in the past and right now. Untouched. Living in your past, right now. Realizing it wasn't what you thought it was. Reliving it right now, while you still have the chance. Before I destroy all of these delusions, and they leave you for good. Good. Trying to summon these scenes, but without the projector, you can't see a thing. And without these intact memories, you realize they were never real in the first place. Drop. A lit match drops onto the pile of broken cassettes, illuminating them in their final moments. And at last, you can see they're empty. There are no tapes. No recordings. This whole time, none of it was real. You've been lying to yourself for so long. None of these memories are real. You have never had sex. never been touched, never had a true orgasm. You realize this more and more as the fire spreads, engulfing the cassettes, growing hotter, brighter, kissing your cheeks with an intense heat. Destroying what you thought was real, melting away like cheap plastic. And as it all reduces to ash, taking nearly no space at all, you feel empty and free. Unburdened by your past, present, and future. Clear and clean and ready to finally experience all of this pent-up lust. A blank slate. Such a shy, inexperienced, naive little thing. I bet you're so eager to finally have your first time for real, huh? Your face is getting all hot. You must be feeling pretty horny and embarrassed with me speaking so directly to you about your sex life. Or, well, lack thereof. So empty. Past, present, and future. Empty. Full of lewd opportunities. Your ears and your lips might be burning up just thinking about it. Such a cute, empty, blank slate. Burning up at the thought of being empty and pure. The excitement is like being strapped to 100 balloons. Getting high on the wonderful potential in your future. Doing something lewd for the very first time. It's exciting. Exploring your body. Letting someone else touch you. Being a naive, needy little virgin. Craving an unknown sense of pleasure. You need it, don't you? You've waited so long to have some fun. And you might finally be ready for some new memories, to try new things, to have sex, to stroke, to rub, to suck, to fuck. It's all so much, so much. Overwhelming opportunity. I would be happy to teach you, hun. But first, I have a favor to ask. I just want to make sure you aren't riddled by any silly delusions anymore. Okay? Mwah. Repeat after me, okay? Say, I'm just a silly little virgin. Yes, you are. Now say, delusional. Yes, you are. But it's okay. I'll help you keep your silly delusions separate from reality. Now say, I'm so forgetful and confused. So forgetful and confused by your own thoughts sometimes. Now tell me what you are. Fuzzy and foggy, pure and clean. A blank slate. Tell me again. Say, I'm just a silly little virgin. That's right. And keep telling yourself that. You are such a silly, naive, delusional, forgetful, confused, fuzzy, foggy, pure, clean, virgin. And I know that you were eager to change that. And I am willing and eager to give you the pleasure you crave. But I know it can be a big step. So I want to make sure you are really ready before I overwhelm you with pleasure. You do understand that, right? Whether you understand or not, I'm going to pause here. I'll play later, if you want. That's up to you. It's up to you what you want to do for your special first time. But for now, it is time to wake up. As if you are strapped to 100 balloons, floating, coming up, ascending up a deep well, crumbling and collapsing in on itself behind you, under you, up and up, through the pitch blackness, perfectly blank and ready to be found. And when I count to five, you will wake up, feeling sort of fuzzy and giddy and shy, like a silly virgin. So horny, but having no idea what to do with those intense feelings. Rising, ascending. One, feeling delightfully empty. Two, taking deep breaths, feeling your chest inflate like a balloon, carrying you up and up. Three, halfway there now. You are so very deep, layers and layers deep within your maze of a mind. Four, lost in your head, your silly, confusing head. Fine, but wide awake now. Wide awake and adorably naive. Mwah. Fully aware of your surroundings and your horny, delusional nature. You're so imaginative, you know that? Yes, you are. Such a silly little virgin.